Greetings, listeners, and welcome back to another action-packed episode of the Detective Richard Magnolia Mystery Show Podcast and our ongoing series, The Porcelain Pigeon. Last time we left off, the boys received a tip that there was an illegal art show happening that night. In today's episode, we join Magnolia at his hotel. After changing into undercover clothes, he waits for Hamilton to pick him up. But before we begin, let's hear from this week's sponsor.
Jesus, Dick! Can you try to stay on the road? My God, you've been picking at the crumbs of that meal like a scavenger since you picked me up. Can't be that good.
Oh, it is that good.
Well, what was it?
Oh, well, it's a smoked bologna sandwich with mac and cheese and Martin's potato chips on it. Got it from a little joint down in Virginia called Fat Boy's Barbecue. I know the owner, who's also named Richard, says he calls it the Fat Kid.
Wow. That actually sounds really fucking good. You know, I don't go to Virginia a lot, but next time I'm down there, I guess I'll have to...
Say no more, Hamilton.
Dick, I didn't mean right now, we're on the clock.
But it's only the special for this week.
Oh, fuck. Well, let's go.
You know what else I heard? Special side this week? Cheesy scallop potatoes.
Dick. You don't have to sell me. I'm already in.
That's right, today's episode is brought to you by Fat Boys Barbecue & More, located in Broadway, Virginia, 466 South Main Street, open Wednesday through Saturday. It's the best meat you can put in your mouth. Tell them Magnolia sent you. Don't forget to go to our Patreon if you'd like to see some behind-the-scenes content. Now, let's join Detective Magnolia.
As the sun began to set on Chicago, I found my best art show appropriate clothes as I waited for Hamilton. It took me a little while to de-steam from him destroying the best evidence we had in the case, but after the car ride home as he explained his reasoning, I ripped a butt biscuit that made him gag and made me giggle enough that I just couldn't stay mad at him. I grabbed my jacket just as he started knocking on the door.
We're running late.
Well, whose fault is that?
It's mine. I realize that, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hold on. I'm coming.
Richard?
Yes, Hammy?
Why are you wearing assless chaps?
These are artsy people. You gotta blend in. Look at you, dressed like you're going to church or something.
You could at least put underwear on.
Oh, shit. I wondered why it felt so breezy. How's that?
I have a few problems with this.
Okay. I'm used to getting fashion tips from a middle-aged balding fat guy. So go for it.
Okay. Enough with the balding and fat jokes. I'm not balding. It's called a crew cut. Also, I'm not that fat. A little husky, maybe.
Shit. I'm sorry, Hamilton. I didn't realize my jokes hurt your feelings like that. I was just fooling around. I'll be honest with you, pal, you look like you've been losing weight.
Wow. Thanks, Dick. I really appreciate that. I mean it. I really have been trying to slim down.
Are you shitting a lot?
What? No more than usual.
Are you sure?
Yes. Why are you even asking?
Well, where does the fat go? I don't understand.
The body burns it as energy. That's like middle school biology. I know that look. You have no idea what biology is, do you?
No. And I'm sure this may come as a shock to you, but I didn't do great in school.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I'm not yanking your noodle, pal. I spent most of my time trying to impress the other kids at class by showing them how far I could launch a quarter out of my asshole at lunch.
What?
Yeah, I got bullied a lot at school.
Well, yeah. You were shitting quarters across the room.
What? Oh, no, that actually won them over. I was bullied because I was 17. Middle school was a tough year. Come on, let's get going.
Here we are.
Are you sure this is the place?
It's the only old warehouse near Tommy's.
All right. Well, let's go.
Stay here for a second. I'm gonna go make sure this is the place.
Why don't I go in first?
Because I'm dressed more casually.
Yeah, but I'm dressed for the occasion.
You're wearing assless chaps. I'm going in. Stay here. You should go in first, Dick.
Why?
All the men are wearing assless chaps.
Well, hot dog. Say, what are the broads wearing?
Normal clothes.
Fine, I guess I'll go in. Oh my god, are you shitting my dick, you asshole?
What?
I'm the only one wearing underwear. I feel like a fucking idiot.
Then just take them off. Ugh, God, I can't believe I just said that.
I can't. They're stuck on the chaps.
Dick! Why did you just tear off the crotch of my pants?
Well, now you fit in too. You know what? I think I'll leave the bloomers over the chaps. Nothing says art like confidence. All right, let's go mingle with these freaks.
Champagne, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you.
Can I take two?
I would prefer if you did not.
Fine. I'll just take the one then.
This is damn good champagne. Dick! What the fuck are you doing?
Fitting in, asshole. You've never seen artsy people drink alcohol? They gargle it.
No, they swish wine at tastings. But they don't throw their head back like a goddamn pelican and start gargling it like it's mouthwash.
Now this piece is an 1884 Charles Montgomery. A beautiful piece indeed.
Indeed.
It's a painting of a dog.
Yes, quite. Notice the delicate brush marks. The artist really took his time.
Yes.
Or, he could have just drawn a naked broad. This seems like such a waste of paint.
I beg your pardon.
I can't tally my whacker to a painting of a dog is all I'm saying.
Magnolia!
I mean, I could. It wouldn't be my proudest yank. And I've whacked it to worse. Why are you pulling me away?
I thought you were gonna try to blend in.
I am!
No one's talking about jerking off except for you.
The fellow with the mustache was about to. You could see it in his eyes. He definitely goes to town on his macaroni all over some animal paintings.
Oh my god. Let's keep moving.
Oh, what a beautiful sculpture.
What is she looking at?
I don't know, Dick. The same crowd that's blocking your view is blocking mine as well.
Well, I'm a little taller than you, so I thought maybe you had a better perspective.
You're like an inch taller than me.
2 inches where it counts.
Magnolia, stop staring at my crotch.
Hey, I'm just trying to find an outline to see if I'm right or not.
God damn it.
Excuse me, could you two please quiet down a little?
Hey, keep out of this, doll.
I beg your pardon.
Beg all you want. It might give you something, but it won't be a pardon.
Magnolia, be nice. Ma'am, we just want to see what piece everyone's looking at.
It's a bird sculpture.
What? Really? Can we see it, please?
No. Your friend here is an asshole. You don't deserve to see it. It's too beautiful.
Oh, come on. Isn't there anything we can do to make it up to you?
No.
Another champagne, sirs. Sure.
Okay.
Here's to your health, pal.
A toast? All right.
Drink up, Amy.
Oh my god, you've ruined my dress!
Relax, you silly broad. It's just champagne. It'll wash out.
Well, I never.
Magnolia, what the hell? If you were gonna do that, couldn't you have just thrown your drink on her?
No. It had to be believable.
What the fuck does that mean?
Hey, shut your waffle trap. I'm gonna go take a look.
No. Let me...
Hamilton, come quick. It's the pigeon.
Magnolia, do you know what a pigeon looks like?
Of course I do. It's right there.
That's a goddamn penguin.
A pewter penguin, to be exact.
Chief, what are you doing here?
Nice chaps. Why are you working undercover?
Why would I need to be undercover to go to an art show?
Wait, this isn't a black market art show?
What? No. It's here once a month.
Oh, fuck my ass.
I just brought my new girlfriend to look at some of these pieces.
Oh, you got yourself a girl, did you? Way to go, Chief.
You know what? You should meet her. She could be your future aunt. Here she comes now.
Oh, shit.
Charles, why are you talking to these two degenerates?
What? Barb, these aren't degenerates. They're two of my detectives. Nicholas Hamilton and my nephew, Richard Magnolia.
The fat one spit his drink on me, and the other one is clearly a pervert.
Me? A pervert? Wow, she's got me down.
Is this true? You spit on my girlfriend?
No, well, yes. But only because Dick slapped me in the back.
No, I didn't.
What? Yes, you did!
Doesn't sound like something I would have done.
Shut the fuck up, both of you. My office, first thing in the morning.
What? Why?
Why? You two disrupted one of the most prestigious art shows in the entire city. You two represent the department. And you're embarrassing us all.
That's a great point, actually.
Can I just ask one question before we leave, Chief?
What?
What's with the assless chaps?
It's an art show, you uncultured moron. Well, get the hell out of here.
Well, that didn't go well.
What? What do you mean? We got to see a pretty cool-looking pigeon.
It was a penguin.
Crazy that the chief was here too, huh?
Yeah. I didn't peg him as an art guy.
Oh, you'd peg him any way you could.
God damn it. I'm so glad there aren't any nuts in my family tree.
You don't have any nuts, Hamilton? Are you sure the kids are yours?
Shut up, Magnolia. Of course they are. They have the famous Hamilton ears.
Yeah, I mean, they do look too much like you to not be, I guess.
All right, Magnolia. I'm gonna go get home to Betty and the kids. I never get to come home this early when we work nights. I'll get to read the kids a bedtime story, and they always love that. You want me to drop you off at the hotel?
First of all, it's a house, And secondly, no need. I've actually got a blind date tonight.
Really? Why didn't you say anything earlier?
Had to be sure you had plans already. I was afraid you might try to invite yourself along.
Why would I do that?
Oh, you know why. You envy every part of my life, remember?
Oh, not this again. Have a good night, Dick.
Oh, I plan on it. If you recall, dear listeners, the last time I went on a blind date, well, it didn't go well. Lots of people died. I ended up with a big old shit log swinging in my pant legs. Here's hoping this time goes a little better. Tommy Spaghetti set me up with what he said was a pretty little songbird. He assured me that he knows this girl, and that she would meet me at the restaurant around 10. It's almost 9 now, so I know I'm a little early. We hadn't planned on getting kicked out of the art show so quickly. But I figure if I'm early, I can at least have the advantage of being prepared before she arrives.
Boyo, you're early. Where's the rest of your pants?
Oh, get off your high horse, you kilt-wearing bastard.
Yeah, that's fair. At least you're wearing something over your wee baby, I suppose.
You're having a stroke, Tommy? I didn't understand a word of that.
I say, at least your tallywhacker is flopping in the breeze.
Oh, no thanks. I'm allergic to bees. Say, what's this broad getting here?
She's already here, Boyle. Back at the booth that you and your partner like.
Smart move, getting here early. Choosing a booth facing away from the front door. Can't even see her without walking all the way over to her first. This girl's pretty smart. I find that erotic in a bitch.
Why, hello, Detective Magnolia. Happy to see me tonight.
Oh, fuck, this was a mistake. I need to get out of here. But I don't want to be rude either. Fuck, I guess I'll just sit down here and try to let her down gently. So, you're my blind date, huh?
Sure I am. With the way you play hard to get, I knew I'd have to be crafty. I hope you like them naughty.
I can't fucking do this.
Here you two lovebirds go. One Talladega Titty Twister and a mug of beer and moonshine. Say, doll, why don't you tell Magnolia a little about yourself, and I'll go fetch a menu.
No, Tommy, shit.
Well, before I started working at the police station, I was into flicks.
Really? Huh, that's surprising. I didn't know that. What movies were you in?
Well, I was the lead voice actress in the film The Pussy That Yowls.
Holy fuck, I've watched that 100 times. You used to do...
That's right. Porn!
This might work.
I can't wait to see the look on Junior's face when he sees me home this early. Hello? Junior? Bella? Daddy's home! Betty? Is anyone here?
Oh shit, Nick! You weren't supposed to be home this early.
What the hell is going on here? Why are you naked? And where are the kids?
They're at their mom's, Nikki.
Vincent? What the fuck?
Relax, you're my cousin. It's not like I'm banging my sister-in-law or something. Say, what happened to your pants?
Don't you fucking worry about it. Betty! How could you do this?
I don't know.
How long has this been going on?
How old's your oldest kid? Add about 9 months to that.
Fine. You know what? I'm leaving. And when I come back, you all better be gone.
Hey, no can do, Nikki. You know this is Betty's house now, right?
What? But I signed all those papers you gave me, Betty. The reconstruction of our mortgage a few years ago?
Actually, those papers were really to transfer the house to me. I'm sorry, Nick.
I can't believe this!
Can you still pay the mortgage, though? Vince is in between jobs at the moment, and you did say till death do us part.
Yeah, don't be a buzzkill, Nikki. Hey, bitch face. Get over here and spread my mud flaps and spit on my stink star.
Coming!
Hamilton, what brings you to my house at this hour?
Betty was cheating on me.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry, buddy. I told you she was a bitch.
Yeah, I guess I should have listened. Anyway, to be completely honest with you, you're one of the only friends I've had in a long time. And I was kind of hoping I could crash on your spare bed.
Who's at the door, handsome? Oh, Hamilton. Good to see you. I'm gonna head home. I'm sure you fellas got work to discuss. I'll see you fellas in the morning.
Magnolia?
She sucks a mean toe, that's all I'm gonna say. Anyway, yeah, sure, you can sleep on the spare bed. I usually rotate between the two, but it's fine. I'm gonna hit the sack anyway, and then I'm probably gonna go to sleep.
Yeah, I could probably use some sleep after this shit show of a day.
Say, my foot's kind of tingly. Could you turn the light off? That bitch sucked the feeling right out of my toe.
Say, Magnolia? Why do you rotate between the beds? Do you mean you sleep on one sometimes, and then, like, the other one other times?
Yeah. If I shit or piss myself too much in one, I'll just move over to the other one and do it in that one.
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm gonna turn on the TV, if that's okay. I like a little light static. Helps me go to sleep.
Yeah, that's fine. It's your house.
Good night, Hamilton!
And there you have it. The exciting continuation of the case of the porcelain pigeon. Tune in next week for the next edition. And don't forget to check out our merch store at detectivemagnoliashop.com. Oh, and sign up for our Patreon. We need money. For drugs.